Actress Lonnie Anderson is here to talk about her new Telo sitcom, My Sister Is So Gay, and give us her spin on her LGBT issues. Hi, Lonnie.
Hello. I'm excited to be talking to you.
Tell us about My Sister Is So Gay.
Well, it's a comedy. It's a family comedy. And it's just a little left of center, which is my favorite thing. And it's about a gay man who's been on his own a long time and is invaded by his sister, who doesn't realize that she really is gay. And I play the mother. I love my part. As the mother of these two children, she is perpetually tipsy. She is promiscuous, but she loves her children and is a very accepting mom. But she's in their face all the time.
What attracted you to this series and how did you get involved?
Well, Terry Ray and Wendy, Wendy Michaels, were both students of Charles Nelson Reilly, a longtime friend of mine since the early 80s. And Terry and I had worked together also on a television series that I had done in 2003, somewhere along there, and mentioned the Charles Nelson Reilly connection. So he called me and said, I'm going to send you this script and just tell me what you think. And I love to laugh. I love comedy. And so often we see things that are kind of lame and certainly don't see any parts for women, usually my age, that have some substance and real comedy chops. And I thought this was hysterical, but relevant.
What did you hope to accomplish with your work?
Since the time I was the serious brunette actress, like way back, I can hardly remember. But I never intended to become a blonde. And when I became a blonde, I was always intending, I love comedy, but I was intending to be, I did Shakespeare, I was in musical theater, I was a very serious brunette. And I'm very shy, so I never wanted to be myself. And the best thing I could do was to pretend to be someone else. That's what I love more than anything. And would always have some kind of message. I would hope that an audience member would remember the performance or feel it or somehow in your wildest dreams you think you could help them or change their lives. And then I realized when I went blonde that I had another battle to fight, and that was the discrimination against women, glamorous blondes. I mean, they're not taken seriously very much. And so I had that battle to fight, and I realized that I could really get to people more with comedy. And that's what I've always been striving for. I love to laugh, but I also love to be a strong, positive woman that you can identify with, and that glamorous isn't bad, blonde isn't bad, and being a woman is a really cool thing.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Personally, I've always been highly committed, and over the years, a couple of things to touch on. I hosted a lot of evenings. We were going through the fight against Prop 8, and I want to be called upon in the LGBT and now Q community.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in a Trump administration?
Needless to say, I've had my hysterical moments over the election, and I happen to have a granddaughter who's a junior at UCLA. And we have many spirited discussions about our feelings. And I think after you get over being hysterical, but I don't know if you do, that you try and move forward the best you can and hope that we do not slip backward. I was a 60s girl. I went to high school and college in the 60s. So I marched, and I always said my political party, I'm the card-carrying member of the Civil Rights Party. So I didn't think that as a grandmother I would be facing this. Somehow, when I was a college student, I didn't think this would come up when I got to be a grandmother. I naively, I guess, thought it'd be all taken care of. But as I said to my granddaughter, if need be, I'm still ready to march.
With LGBTQ teens 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids today?
I was just discussing this with a friend of mine who's in the Gay Men's LA Gay Men's Chorus, and they do so much wonderful work for reaching out and going into communities and being available for kids to talk to, because I think in smaller communities, kids don't know where to turn. And you need somebody to talk to. And if it's not your family, it's the youth group, a church, go online, find other like people that you can discuss how you feel with, because the isolation is the worst thing, and I think that's when kids end up with no hope. So to reach out and find someone to talk to, because I have a friend who is a mother of a teen suicide, and as she always says, it's the permanent solution to a temporary problem, and that kids have to realize that you can come out the other end.
How can people get information about My Sister Is So Gay?
If you just go online and put My Sister Is So Gay in there, there's all kinds of stuff, but if you go to telofilms.com, because that's where we're going to air, they'll have all kinds of information for you there.
What other projects are you working on?
I think as actresses, well, my kind of actresses, you never stop. There is no retirement, no such word, and we just keep working on the next thing. And for me, it's usually comedy, because it's my favorite thing. So I love that I'm doing this, and I'm working on another pilot for a comedy that I hope will be announced. But again, it's always about playing a character that not only has great laughs, but has something to say and is left to center. I just like it.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I'd like somebody to ask me to play a bag lady. It doesn't come up. And I love being glamorous. I enjoy the whole thing. But once in a while, I would just like to be surprising and unexpected and evil, or else just a bag lady. So maybe somebody out there is listening and then will ask me to do that. Or maybe somebody will ask me to do something in my dark hair. That would be fun. And personally, I wish people would ask me more about what kind of sports I like and what kind of sports that I participate in. And I grew up in Minnesota. I do a lot of winter sports. And I'm a great fisherman. So those are things that I think, just in a casual conversation, probably wouldn't come up. If you look at me, that's not the first thing you think of.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra, to get you through difficult times?
Well, you know, I don't know that I have just a quote, but I certainly have a mantra. I've been a mother since I was a teenager. So, you know, babies having babies, speaking of bullying. I really was too young to be equipped to know how to deal with things. And my daughter had a terrible accident with a dog bite, and I got hysterical. And my dad took me by the arm and shoved me into the bathroom, closed the door, shoved me up against the wall, and came like nose to nose with me and said, "You're the adult. You're the parent. You're the mom. So from now on, if you get hysterical, she will be hysterical. So your responsibility is to be the grown-up." And so that just sticks with me always. I've never, ever gotten hysterical in another situation. In my life, what I think about any difficult situation is I say to myself, you are a strong woman. You're not a victim, and you will get through it.